brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Constitutional lawyer, a man Ron Paul said Bruce Fein is one of the most important legal minds in our time. Constitutional Peril is a must-read for American lovers of liberty. He's up there working hard all this week on Capitol Hill, bringing forward the evidence of impeachable offense, high crime misdemeanor, violating the war clause of Congress, something that the founders were completely obsessed with. Because look at third world countries. Look what we see in Latin America and Asia. It's always the military or some junta out of their legislature taking over. I mean, this is what Eisenhower warned about in his farewell address in 1961. It's happening. Not with a bang, with a whimper. And we're not going to beat this overnight. But we need to put out the challenge now, put out the facts, build the movement against it, because now this power grab has happened, and they're going to accelerate it. You better believe it. What are some other areas that you see that Obama's engaged in that are impeachable, sir?
Well, the two greatest ones are asserting authority to place Americans on assassination lists and just kill them because he says they're an imminent threat to the United States. There's no due process. There's no judicial warrant, no finding of probable cause having committed a crime. Just sticking on assassination lists. I mean, Nixon had his enemies list, but they weren't set out for killing. You know, maybe he had an IRS audit or something like that. These are the things that tyrants do. An assassination list, even the concept, is abhorrent to any nation that cherishes due process of law. We have ways in which we punish, capture, punish people consistent with the law. They can get death sentences like Timothy McVeigh, but we just don't stick them on assassination lists and kill them. The second thing he's done there is he's basically suspended, you know, the right of trial in Guantanamo Bay for American citizens. He can identify you or me as an enemy combatant. That is, in some way, we're affiliated with Al-Qaeda or those involved in 9/11. We're affiliated, and then we don't get a trial. We don't get accused of anything. We just get to sit and rot in detention for life because we're supposed to stay there until the end of the war against international terrorism.
And now we're hearing Petraeus, said to be the new CIA director, saying don't do things, even if it's free speech, that hurt the war effort. And I hear conservative hosts saying, yeah, maybe we should arrest Koran burners. No, folks, if we don't have the right to do that, we have no right. We have no free speech. And in closing, looking at this with the TSA and the hands down the pants, all the things they're doing, is there any doubt in your mind, Mr. Fein, that the system across the board is trying to break our will and set the precedent that all 10 of the First Amendments of the Bill of Rights are dead?
Yes, it's trying to set the precedent that the whole purpose of government is, in its government's view, to make us risk-free. And since we all have a capability of being evil, then we all get to be detained, searched, hounded, and everything else, because maybe we could do something evil since we're not saints. It's trying to reduce the country to a de facto police state, where the presumption is you could do something bad, we have to stop you, rather than the presumption being liberty. The Founding Fathers insisted the default position, if there's any equivocation in the evidence and experience, is liberty, freedom. The default is not government power. And that's where we've turned the entire Republican enterprise on its head.
All right, we've only got a minute left. I wanted to bring up the other point that when they passed the Patriot Act in October of 2001, they said it was only for foreign terrorists. But I read Section 802 and others. It basically said anything that endangers human life, it's a violation of federal or state law. And looking at that, now I see the headlines where per state, prosecutors are using the Patriot Act at the state level in, quote, thousands of cases a year, including marijuana, marital violence. I mean, there's no doubt this is being used against us.
Absolutely, it's being used against us. And again, this is at a time when even the Attorney General was saying, you know, even if we had the Patriot Act, we still would have had 9/11. So it's just power for the sake of power. There's no attempt to try to demonstrate any connection between these new government authorities and actual ability to stop crime. And that's what's so dangerous, because if the presumption, if it's conceivable in 1,000 years that this authority might be useful, all right, then we'll do it. Even if the result is 5 million innocent people get harassed, detained, improperly scrutinized.
It's guilty until proven innocent. It's Napoleonic law. Bruce Fein, I look forward to speaking to you again in the future. God bless you with the impeachment. Let me say bye to you during the break. Amazing info. Get behind this impeachment, folks.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Up on Infowars.com. We've been covering it all this week, but the article of impeachment for high crimes and misdemeanors of Barry Sotero, the imposter, a.k.a. Barack Obama, for openly now putting out a new letter saying, yes, he launched the war without congressional approval, on record, because they had to expand the credibility of the U.N. They don't even say it's about humanitarian as they carpet bomb Libya with depleted uranium weapons and bomb the rebels and don't even apologize and blow up a bunch of their tanks, the Al-Qaeda heroes that our media tells us they are. Again, I'm an American because I don't like Al-Qaeda. I'm sorry if you don't like it, fine. I will not say Al-Qaeda is good. I'm sorry. I can't believe I have to get to the point in this country to say that. But, yes, it is Al-Qaeda running the operations there under U.S. and British command. And the article of impeachment is up there. Imagine the UN gives the order. Congress isn't even consulted. Top constitutional law scholar, Ron Paul calls him the top guy, Bruce Fine, circulating this on Congress, getting some serious traction. It's up on Infowars.com. Bruce Fine, articles of impeachment for tyrant Obama. So important to get that out to everyone you know and point out what's really happening here. Now, with us for the next 51 minutes and your phone calls is Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com. And before we get into the financial news, Bretton Woods 2 happening with that horrid creature, George Soros, and the propaganda I and hearing out of Bloomberg Financial how the globalists are going to save us with a world government. It's now official. Your take on the precedent 3 weeks ago when Obama said, I'm following the orders of the UN. Congress has no authority. I'm not even approaching them. This is about building the credibility of the United Nations up. This is Caesar crossing the Rubicon. There's no doubt this is treason.
Absolutely. No question whatsoever. And it's being done deliberately to test the American public to see what they're going to say about it. And, of course, this move for impeachment probably couldn't have come at a better time, although it would have been better if it came a lot earlier. I heard the end of what Mr. Fine had to say, and yourself, and another mission. And let's try to knock this guy out of the box, so to speak. And as far as the United Nations operation is concerned, they've been pulling this for years, although previously they've gotten approval most of the time from Congress, especially early on. But now they're just bypassing everything. They're trying to meld us into a dictatorial government, which will be melded with others. And, you know, when I always speak about this, I can't help but think about the Germans withdrawing their troops from the NATO operation and voting in abstention in the UN Security Council when they were voting in regard to the no-fly zone. And I think that has to be an extremely important event. And that, of course, was coming at approximately the same time that Mrs. Merkel at the G20 meeting said, no, we don't want to vote for another $1 trillion. Of course, they called it in euros. And we've already got a trillion. In fact, the trillion that these solvent members have said that they would commit to the bailout of these six countries that are in trouble. We'd like to cut that by $300 billion. This goes right in the face, both events, of what the internationalists want to do. And have you discussed this on the program before, Alex?
What specifically? You laid out a few issues there. The fact that...
Well, the last two, Germany's non-participation in this NATO operation and their abstention, plus the fact Mrs. Merkel came at about the same time and said, no more money, and we want to cut back what we committed ourselves for.
I think we talked about it last Friday some in that interview with you, Bob, and we have discussed it, but it does signify the major cracks in the euro. And now it's not just Bob Chapman saying that 4 or 5 years ago, predicting it would collapse. Now all over the news, as I know you track as a news hound, they're saying the euro could collapse. You predicted at least a year before the 2008 engineered financial terrorism implosion of October that the euro would go down, starting with Greece, Ireland, Portugal, then Spain, then England, and then you said after that, I'm not sure the order, it could be the U.S., then Germany last, and that you predicted even that Germany would start balking because it's the engine of Europe and basically bankrolling everything, and there's only so much the German workhorses can carry. I mean, sure, they love to work and they're smart, but you know, there's only so much they or the Japanese can carry in this whole globalist system, both very hardworking, smart groups of people. So, yes, we've talked about that, but now the chickens are coming home to roost, and that was the next issue. This morning, I normally tune into WOAI 590. I tune into TV while I'm sitting there printing news and reading stories and IMing the crew because I work from home in the morning, guest ideas and, you know, talking to them. But I have Bloomberg on my XM in my house and in my car. So I listened off and on in the house. Then I got in the car and drove to work listening to it. And the reason I listened off and on for 2 hours, I normally monitor it 10 minutes, is they're at Bretton Woods, and there's almost no other media coverage of this, as you know, other than American Free Press and Infowars.com's alternative media is covering it. That it convened last night, officially off today. And Bloomberg Financial has solid coverage with their talk show host. During the news breaks, they cover other issues. But they're parading central bank heads through. They're parading top economists through. and hearing them, they're admitting, yes, we're basically in a depression. Things are getting worse. But we're going to save you with a new international banking order. We're going to run everything when they're the people that engineered this. But they all sounded tremulous and shaking and were stuttering. I don't normally hear these people stuttering and bumbling. And they were set up outside, and some of them were complaining it was cold. But the point is they sounded like a bunch of slimeball rats listening to them. So Bretton Woods is going on, but you can really see them packaging the crisis they've created, that they're going to give us the solution. So your take on what's happening at Bretton Woods, and then let's expand into what you were just getting into with Germany balking militarily and financially.
Well, I think if they try to use the SDR, it's going to be a non-starter. They tried it in the late 60s. It was a disaster. And in fact, they tried for about 4 or 5 years to stick it down everybody's throat. And what happened eventually, gold started going up strongly, and then they started selling gold into the market, and they couldn't constrain it. They did while the gold was for sale, and all of a sudden it wasn't for sale anymore, and then gold took off. It was a disaster for them. But if they parade the SDR, it's not going to work for them. If they go to 5 or 10 major currencies, it could work. But they've got to be backed by gold. And anything that they do, if it's not backed by gold, in relation to a international currency or a group of currencies in an index that represent a world reserve currency, it's just not going to work. And people are not going to accept it. And who are the first ones who are not going to accept it? China, Russia, Brazil, Iran. And there's many countries that don't want that. They've seen what's happened. And, you know, even though the United States and Europe and England are in a terrible mess financially and economically, many of the other countries in the world are not in that position. I mean, just in our neighbors in Canada and Mexico, their economies are growing at about 4 to 4.5%. Unemployment's down. Their balance of trade is excellent. Their currencies just are gaining against the dollar. The Canadian dollar was 106 yesterday. The Mexican peso has just gained 4 pennies on the dollar. These are unheard of things. So if they're going to come up with a package that's going to work, it's going to be backed by gold, and it's going to be reasonable. So it'll be interesting to see what they come up with. And I don't have any idea what they are going to come up with, because there's been no intelligence whatsoever as to what the plan is. All I know is they're parading not only these dignitaries from other countries. It's a very big place, because I've been in there a couple of times before. I used to go to camp up in that area where I was a kid, so that was one of the important places to be at any given time. But we're going to have to see what they come up with, and then we'll be it'll be easier to make a decision on whether the thing could work or not.
All right, Bob, I've got a lot of questions for you when we come back from break. Then we're going to take calls. I want to get into gold and silver's meteoric rise that you, again, predicted months ago. And you've also predicted they'll try to drive it down again. What you see happening, will they be successful driving it down, or will it just continue on up? The fact that reportedly Max Keiser says the COMEX almost defaulted last month. A, do you agree with that analysis? Do you think that could be coming up soon, or will they just try to block it with paper, or will they fail? But also, I'm hearing suddenly on financial news, but also mainstream radio and TV, ads for investing in new international currency system. And I'm getting buzz from this from wealthy people I know. And so it appears that the establishment, to try to back up some new global currency, is trying to get suckers into it as some new derivative model. Because I've gone and researched some of these companies, and some of them are big, but they're not really even explaining what it is they're selling. You know, is it just buying into a stock for a company that's manipulating currencies and playing currencies? I mean, I'm just seeing a lot of hype pushing that. I want to see if you've picked up anything on your radar screen on that front. Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com is our guest. I'm Alex Jones.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Alex Jones here with key information. The U.S. government is a Ponzi scheme that relies on the Treasury continuously selling large amounts of government bonds to foreign central banks. With Japan about to become a seller of U.S. bonds in order to rebuild its own nation, and the U.S. antagonizing China by calling them currency manipulators, the Federal Reserve, which is already buying about 70% of U.S. treasuries, will soon be the only buyer left of U.S. treasuries. Our friends at the National Inflation Association believe that the U.S. dollar will soon become worthless, and Americans will see the purchasing power of their incomes and savings destroyed. I strongly urge my fellow Americans to sign up for the free NIA newsletter at www.inflation.us. If you are sick and tired of the economic propaganda in the mainstream media, sign up for free at inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
By the way, they're going very, very quickly, and when they're gone, they're gone. We're selling out the last remnants. We haven't sold any in over a week of the potassium iodine. That's vital to be in any medicine cabinet, especially with the government now saying that 25,000 times safe levels of radiation will now be considered safe in the United States. We covered that yesterday. Those are available at InfoWars.com, but they won't be there long. Okay, Bob, getting into gold and silver, break down the technicals of what we've seen just happen with this record explosion in the price of silver and gold this week and what you expect the system to do.
I think gold's going to 16 to 1650, and I made this prediction months ago. And possibly before the end of the year, we could see 2,000 or more. Secondly, silver is a very unique situation. I noticed Max Kaiser has said problems are going to arise at $48 an ounce. Could very well be right. I've been talking in terms of 55 to 60, not far away, same concept. And I think that my look on it was they'll want to test 50, the old high, those who are long. And any attack that's going to come will come at 50. But if 50 is broken, and I think it will be, because of the dreadful situation that JPM and HSBC are in, I think they're going to default. And that means to me that they'll probably stop trading on the futures exchange on COMEX as well as the LBMA in London. That means gold and silver options will not be tradable. The whole market will be upside down. The derivatives will go haywire, and it's going to have a devastating effect on the exchange-traded funds, which are GLD and SLV, GLD being gold and SLV being silver. It's my guess that they both have probably approximately 25% or one-third in physical that they're holding, and there's no way of knowing this. You have to back into it. And the rest of it's paper, which is what I've just mentioned, options, futures, and derivatives.
Well, Bob, I remember 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago, over and over again, you saying for inflation, gold should be above 2,000. And when gold was $600, people thought that was nuts. When it was 800, 1,000, they thought it was nuts. Now at 1,400 and rising, 2,000 doesn't sound so crazy. And here's the other news. U.S. airlines attempt to raise fares for 10th time. Food gas prices on the rise. An average for a gallon of gas, just the cheap stuff, $3.76. Talk of $150 to $200 a barrel of oil, not just from Lindsey Williams 6 months ago, but now all over the news. Oil jumps another 2% in a day to above 112.5. Brent crude well above 123. I mean, this is clearly inflation. The head of Walmart says inflation is going to be serious. Your take on that?
And he also said it would be over 10%. That was Mr. Simon, I believe.
Yes.
What's going to happen here? Let me go back 2 years and just say there's been a war going on between gold and the dollar and other currencies. Each year, for the last 11 years, both gold and silver versus 9 major currencies each have appreciated over 20% a year on average. So this is nothing new. Secondly, over the last 2 years, the war between the dollar, the reserve currency, and the price of gold and silver in particular was won by gold and silver, but particularly by gold. And the world has decided, in part, that gold and silver are more important than the dollar and other currencies. And so that's why gold has been going up. It's just lately that news has come about, not on this program, but mainstream we'll call it, that we were going to see higher inflation. And now that's starting to get built into it. And that's giving gold and silver a shove upward that wasn't there before. And, of course, the president's working group on financial markets is in the market every day trying to knock them down. And, you know, I start watching 3 or 4 in the morning, and I get a good feel. I used to be a tape reader when I was a broker, and most people don't even know what that is anymore. But anyway, there's a rhythm to the market, and you watch it, and you know what's going on. You know who the buyers are, and that's what's going on in that market. They're trying desperately to hold it down. And the reason they're doing that is that gold and silver are the antithesis of paper currencies, particularly fiat ones, and it's going to keep right on going.
Yeah, they call the paper currencies and other derivatives bluff. We're going to come back, Bob, briefly get into my question that we didn't get to yet. All this hype, these investments in the new international currency, and it just looks like a bunch of companies out there setting up some new derivatives.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Here we go. The Spring Break $99 deal from Life Change Tea. Hit it, boys.
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's right. 2 months of Super Tea and a 45-day supply of fat burners for just $99. Spring into hell for just $99. Feel good. Clean your body.
Lose weight.
It works immediately, so call now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can purchase online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember,
if you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's getthetea.com.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I was standing in line for this. There's always room in life for this.
Bob Chapman is our guest every Friday for the last 2 years. He's been a guest for a decade routinely. You notice his phone line, he doesn't live in the U.S., is a IP phone. It's been breaking up a bit. I apologize. We're going to try to fix that soon, or we'll have to mail Bob a satellite phone. I'm joking, for him to be on the show, but his knowledge is invaluable, so we can put up with it here, Bob. But you're killing us. We love you, though. We got a bunch of phone calls here. Al, who disagrees, goes to the head of the line. David, Jack, another Al, Sean, and others. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. I notice in the last month, a lot of different radio, TV ads, print ads about invest in the new global financial order, invest in the new global currency. And I've gone to a few of the websites. Some of the companies are big, some are small. And then it's not even really clear what the investments are. They say just call them. Have you noticed this big uptick? And is this tie-in to George Soros and his Bretton Woods too, hyping up that America's bad, that capitalism failed? We need the very bankers that did this to us to now take over everything. What's going on?
Well, all I've heard is that the ads exist, and I don't know anybody that's called. And so I don't actually know what they're up to. And whether it has any connection to Soros and his meeting and this new currency that they'd like to put together, I don't know. I would have to look into it.
Yeah, I've got to do some more looking as well. I want to go to the phone calls now, but before I do that, Bob, I've been asking the questions. Are there any other points or issues that you think are important that people should be made aware of?
Well, I think the situation in Libya becomes clearer. You've got the four aquifers under the country. You've got a good source of oil. You have an independent central bank that just happens to have 143.8 tons of gold in it. And you have, as you pointed out over and over, Al-Qaeda manning the guns for the rebels. The rebel leader was living for the last 20 years in Virginia and works for the CIA. And one of the things that I think is pertinent here that Paul Craig Roberts talked about, which I didn't address, is the cutoff of oil with China. And it is significant, and I wish I had thought of it, but I didn't. And I think that is an important aspect because, as Paul Craig Roberts explains, that this is an important event. And he also brings in the fact that Russia is being surrounded by NATO. And I think it's significant if we're going to have a third world war. And also he brings out the fact that AFRICOM was put together by France as well as the United States, and Mr. Gaddafi refused to join it. So there's several reasons why the U.S. and others want to get rid of Mr. Gaddafi.
But now we see the head general, U.S. general over the operation. We all know that the U.S. is really running the NATO operation, even though they claim NATO's in command, saying, yes, we'll probably have to invade. And we see the U.N. saying, well, we may invade, but that'll only be an advisory force. Well, there have been U.S. and British and special forces and CIA and MI6 in there before it happened. I mean, it's all on record. And more conservatives are finally waking up to the fact that al-Qaeda's globalist run. The fact that they admit it, al-Qaeda is the core of the rebels. The Wall Street Journal even admits that, but they spin it and say, well, maybe that's the good al-Qaeda. I mean, it's so in your face. It's so ridiculous, Bob.
It's obnoxious to a thinking person because anybody sees what they're doing. And that's part of that arrogance. They don't care what we think anymore. Are they going for the whole bag of marbles? And they know they have to. And they know what's going to happen if they lose. They're going to end up in court, in jail, and some of them might get hung. I mean, that's where this thing is headed. They've got to go for broke. There's no way back for them.
Well, I think that's, in the final equation, the big issue is that the globalists are moving on every front. The French have gone into the Ivory Coast to back the rebels, slaughtering people. The globalists are trying to overthrow countries all over the world by backing rebels. I mean, the New World Order is now starting simultaneous wars all over the planet, not just the four they already had going, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Iraq, now Libya. You've got troops in over 100 countries, thousands of bases. And this is what the RAND Corporation 3 years ago wrote about. Paul Watson then wrote a story about it that got a lot of attention, where they said, to get out of this global depression and get our new world order, we've got to have something a lot bigger than Iraq and Afghanistan. We've got to have wars all over the place. War is the health of the state, as they say, and that's what's happening right now. Allen, Ohio, you're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead.
Well, I've been listening to you guys talk about the Constitution, and I'm just as big a fan of the Constitution as anyone else. We've got a problem, though. People don't seem to understand. Let me give you a Senate report, 93-549. This was done and submitted in November 1973. I'm going to read you just a small section of it, okay?
Are you about to tell me that treaties supersede the Congress because they don't and the federal courts have ruled that?
No. I'm not going to tell you that.
Okay, well, go ahead, ma'am. What do you disagree with?
I disagree with the fact when they gave the President of the United States in 1933 the war and emergency powers, they never took it back.
Yeah, so, but I know we're in an emergency, but that's still illegitimate. That's a bit of legalese. We're reclaiming the Republic. Just like in 1776, they said, we got red blood, we're not your slaves, we reclaim it. So much of this is not just their legalese or Bill Clinton saying, depends on what the word is. It is an imperium. It is a dictatorship of the executive to have Obama doing this. And if the Congress has the will to impeach him, they can do it. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I don't disagree with you, Alex. I do agree with you. But Congress, I don't even think, would have to go that far. They can start by taking away his War and Emergency Powers Act, which is what he uses to do all of this stuff, making himself a dictator.
But he didn't say he was using that. He said for the credibility of the UN. They're not even mincing words.
But have you noticed that all of these guys have kept us either in a war or a state of national emergency? There have been no exceptions since 1933.
No. One time I was watching C-SPAN Live a decade ago or so, and the Sergeant of Arms marches in with the messenger of the president. I have a message. And then they used some grain crisis or whatever it was at the time to redeclare the emergency for the year. And we've had constitutional law scholars on that break this down, and now they've expanded it under the COG, FEMA system in the name of security. What we're saying is that itself is unconstitutional and illegitimate, and so if we begin to impeach Obama, our laws trump their confetti laws. Bob Chapman, do you agree or do you have comments on this?
No comments, and I agree with you, and I think that's the way to go on it. It gets right to the heart of the matter.
I mean, what about torture? What about saying they're allowed to kill U.S. citizens and assassinations? The War Powers Act doesn't give them that power. Even under wartime law, you're not allowed to assassinate citizens without trial. But I understand, your name's Al, or did Al hand the phone to you from Ohio?
No, I'm Al. We could add that to what you guys are talking about, solutions. Get rid of his ability to do that. Because he can do things without the permission
of
Congress.
Ma'am, so much of... I appreciate your call, and I see where you're coming from. It's well taken. But look, so much of life is simply saying, I'm not your slave. I mean, did black slaves 200 years ago that ran away from their slave masters, was that lawful? No, the law at the time said it was illegal. Forget that law. They're not slaves. And this is written into our law that if somebody tries to pass a law that violates the Bill of Rights and Constitution, it's null and void. What is that? Marbury versus Madison and so many other rulings. I mean, if a cop comes to my door and says, come out here and mow my lawn, I don't have to. It's just common sense. So, yeah, Obama puts out a resolution. Obama says, the UN says, I don't care what they say. And again, it's that attitude of you're a fraud, you're a scam, you're a liar. The Federal Reserve is illegitimate. Just 10 years ago, 5 years ago, people said you could never beat the Federal Reserve. No one even knows they're private. Now in polls, over 80% know it's private, want to abolish it. The bankers, Brzezinski, give speeches saying we're in trouble. The people now see us. They're looking past our facades of politicians. Look. So much of a war is morale and knowing you're in the right and the moral high ground. We outnumber them 10,000 to 1. Let's kick their hind ends. Bob, comments.
Wow, you covered it very well. Absolutely. And bringing the word to the people is what's killing the enemy. And you cited Brzezinski, which we talked about numerous times before. They're in trouble. They've got to go for everything. There's no way out for them. And we've got them on the run.
That's right.
And it's because of programs in talk radio and what's on the internet. We're reaching all over the world. I mean, I know you've done this before, but three, four times a month, I'm on foreign radio stations. They come to me like they do to you and say, would you be on and talk about such and such and so? We're reaching all over the world is the point.
That's right. And we have history, we have the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence on our side. And if the globalists try to start shutting the web down or talk radio, that's not going to work. The genie's out of the bottle, and the globalists are fleeing forward. They're desperate. They're threatening and going in all directions because they're floundering. They can't hold gold and silver down. They're failing.
And that is the truth. They are failing. No matter how much they try, they can't keep it down anymore.
Let's go to David in Texas. David, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, great show, by the way. I agree with everything you guys are talking about. This is kind of off topic, but it's something I thought that you might want to be aware of.
No, it's open phones. We're all over the map. Go ahead.
Okay. I follow YouTube, and I go around looking for guerrilla media. That's what I like to call it. It's basically, just people posting opinions and things. And I found something from a YouTube poster called Just Call Me Kit. Anyway, she posted a link to fedbizops.gov where they're looking for armed professional security officer services. If you want the solicitation number, I can give it to you.
No, I've got the solicitation numbers for internment center workers here in the U.S. It's in the Wall Street Journal. It's in the Houston Chronicle. So, yes, I've seen that. The government is arming every different agency they can. They are trying to hire tattletale squads, professionals to be tattletales. They're gearing up for a total criminal takeover because they know we're in a depression. They engineered it that way to get total power. I mean, how ridiculous is it, Bob, when they tell us that the recession's over when every indicator is inflation's kicking up and we're in a depression?
And employment really isn't improving. They use that U3 and knock it down from 10% to 8.8%. Over a 6-month period, but they could only get U6 down, which is the combination of the first five, from 17.1 to 15.9. And therein lies the secret that in the unemployment numbers are over 22%. And there's no recovery when you have those kind of numbers. And how many people are being forced? 10 million or so? To be working part-time, 34.3 hours a week.
Bob, let me ask you this. David, I appreciate your call. Interesting point. Send that to me. I'm sorry, Bob. Go ahead.
Yeah, and so there is no recovery.
Well, even if you believe the baloney that this is a jobless recovery, another Orwellian term, the war isn't a war, it's a kinetic action, ground troops aren't ground troops, they're there now telling us that the economy's wonderful while oil prices explode that affects every part of the economy. What are these single moms with three kids going to do? What are blue-collar workers going to do when gas is, in many areas of the country, $4 a gallon?
I guess they're not going to travel very much.
Well, it's going to kill every level of the economy. And that's going to be,
is.
And that's going to be money that people can't spend on clothes, housing, education, medicine. And I've seen financial experts on the news saying, well, if they spend the money one place, it's still as good as the other because that's profits for corporations. Those are offshore corporations. They use that in acquisition of big items, other companies. They're not spending the money here. That's the paradox, Bob. There's so much money the central banks have been dumping out in the world, but they're freezing it, getting to the people, and putting giant interest rates on it for those that can get it.
Well, I call it sterilization. And in U.S. corporations in the United States, in cash, right now, the figure is about $2 trillion. But there's another figure out there, transnational conglomerates, because they don't pay taxes in America for the money that they make outside the country. So that money is over in the Cayman Islands. And that's $2 trillion more dollars that they want to bring back, paying very, very little tax upon it. And so you're right. There's piles of money available, but they're not putting it to work in the economy.
And right-wing talk show host will love to scapegoat some limousine liberal or some welfare queen or some, out-of-control communist union. And sure, a lot of them are obnoxious. Even if all those people were sent to the moon, it would have no effect on what the banksters have done. And these neocon talk show hosts will not talk about the elephant in the room. They will not talk about the real issue that GE doesn't pay taxes. Google pays 2.4. I'm paying 40%+, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, the tax bracket's way above 35. Get that straight. And now I'm sure you saw the article, Bob, about the $4.5 million payment to somebody that ratted out their employer for making tax mistakes. The IRS spies.
Yeah, and that goes along with what you were talking about just a little while ago in relation to infiltrating businesses of all kinds and using people as spies. It's the same concept.
Land of the free, home of the brave has a hollow ring to it. Jack in Illinois, you're on the air with Bob Chapman.
Hi, Alex. I have a comment and a quick favor to ask you. I'm just wondering if you and Bob are familiar with this 9/11 court case that's taking place this week.
Involving
the Pentagon. Actually, Jesse Ventura had it on the conspiracy theory program with military officer April Gallup.
Yes, I've interviewed her before, and I am aware of that, and I'm getting a lot of phone calls about it. So, yes, we're aware of it, and I'm working on getting her back on the show.
I guess there's a media blackout on it, and there, I found a little bit on the Internet about what's
We covered it. We covered it yesterday, actually. It's not a blackout here.
Okay, well, I'm sorry I missed that.
Where was the name before?
Okay. Yeah, I just think we need to get the word out about that. And I guess Judge John Walker, who's W's cousin, is one of the three judges that's hearing the appeal. So,
beautiful.
Isn't that something?
What was your other point?
I just had one other quick question. I'm trying to arrange a speaking engagement with David Icke in the Chicago area when he comes back to the U.S. in November, and I was wondering if maybe off-air you or one of your people could help me get contact information about his booking agent.
Yeah, it's davidicke.com. I appreciate your call. That's the best way. That's how we get him. We email him. All right, we're going to come back with Bob Chapman on the other side. Stay with us, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right. Unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. The earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster that killed thousands of Japanese citizens is nothing compared to the devastation that could be caused by hyperinflation that will soon hit the United States and could lead to millions of Americans becoming homeless, all caused by the devalued U.S. dollar. While the mainstream media continues to ignore inflation, our friends at the National Inflation Association provide a free weekly newsletter that educates Americans to the facts and truth about the U.S. economy and inflation. I urge you to sign up at the NIA's free newsletter at www.inflation.us to learn how you can not only survive, but prosper during the upcoming hyperinflation crisis. Silver has more than doubled since the NIA declared silver the best investment for the next decade on inflation.us. The NIA's team of expert economists are happy to answer any economic questions you have about inflation, debt, currencies, real estate, precious metals, and commodities. Visit inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Look, I don't want to get back into Glenn Beck, but nobody's perfect. But 2 weeks ago, he played edited tapes of me. And then got into a whole bunch of really pornographic, weird stuff about sexual practices that I can't even say on the air. It was beyond bizarre. I've started monitoring the show more. He gibbers and makes satanic jokes basically nonstop that I don't think his audience even hears. The more I study him, I think I might have to make a film about the guy just because last year at a press dinner, he wore a cummerbund with his tuxedo. We're going back to Bob here in a moment, with a big skull and crossbones on it, skull and bones. And then it turns out on his show earlier this week, and Aaron confirmed it and found the video. This is going up on Infowars.com the next 10 minutes and PrisonPlanet.com. Glenn Beck wears Freemasonic patch on his show, and it's the skull and crossbones and the compass. And it says 1682, and it's just all part of him throwing things in people's face. And I'm really sick of it. And he's there to lead the liberty movement down a rat hole. And they tried to discredit the movement with him. It didn't work, so now he's off Fox. And now he's saying he wants InfoWarrior activists. He wants his listeners to be his activists on the street, trying to totally imitate what we've done, which would be great if he was a good guy. The problem is he's shown himself to be a duplicitous person. Now, before we go back to Bob, and we're going to do 5 minutes of the next hour so we can get to Alan, Al, Sean, George, Joe, cramming as many as I can. I'm not going to belabor this, but Ted is with his family today. Actually, we had to go to a funeral, and so he can't be here to pop in with us, but they're running just through this weekend, and then it is over. He's gone up on the Creature from Jekyll Island silver dollar deal, free silver dollar when you get the book. That he hasn't gone up on the $110 for three silver dollars, which at the price right now would be above $220. Three silver dollars, three of my best-selling films, and free shipping for $110. It's the Alex Jones special. They got a bunch of other specials when you call. Just say it's the radio special. The prices will go up Monday, and he's extended it through the weekend. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237. Bob Chapman, three silver dollars on top of it. These are pure silver dollars, folks, the 999, the real deal. Three of my films, $60 value, and free shipping for $110. That's about $70 off, and that's even at spot. Is that not a good deal there, Bob Chapman?
It certainly is. Absolutely. And I think the people are very lucky that you do the things that you do. I mean, I hear other situations on radio and other advertising, and you really give them almost things for nothing.
Oh, well, Ted's always got great deals, but these deals he's been running are insane. I mean, what's the market? Silver coins on average, because there's some markup, but they're selling for about $42, $44 a piece right now.
So that's $126, $130.
And you're getting those for $110 with the shipping free and the three films. It's totally insane. The deal is so good. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. There'll be brokers there throughout the weekend. This ends Sunday night at midnight. 800-686-2237. And we're going to come back, take a call or two, Bob, and then the transmission's over. And Lord willing, to be back next week and with a better phone. But it's gotten better here towards the end. You can also get a Frank at one of the lowest prices, silver fifth of an ounce gold coin, and get a free international forecaster for a year, a $159 value, either the email or the hard copy mail to you version, free. For a year, the international forecaster, invaluable, big, thick, 30, 40, 50-page newsletter. It varies every week. With that, Frank, that's part of the other specials as well. Tell them Alex Jones sent you when you call 800-686-237. God bless you all. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.